Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hello, hello, mama. Welcome to Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. Today's episode was influenced by a coaching call that I had with a client last week, and we were talking about trying to hold it together in front of our kids and keep our cool, or at least try to suppress our emotions and make it look like everything is okay. And I told her why it's a bad idea to hold it together all the time, and why your kids actually should see your struggle emotionally. And so I know some people might disagree with that. So let's talk about this, and I will share with you my perspective and how I coached my client through that. Friend, if you're new here, I'm so glad. I am so glad that you are here. In the show notes, there is a link for you to join a free training that will lead you to 5 steps that you need to do to break free from mom rage shame. If you struggle with overreacting and screaming at your kids and yelling and raising your voice, always being negative, saying hurtful things with your children, and then you're consumed with shame and guilt for being unkind to your family and not being the mom that you want your children to remember, then this training is for you. Click in the show notes under next steps, and it's going to lead you to sign up, and it's completely free, and it's going to support you so much, the steps that you need to take to break free from mom rage shame. So let's get into this topic about allowing your kids to see you struggle emotionally and communicating that with them. So my client struggles with One of my clients struggles with trying to suppress her emotions and just suppress it, pretend that nothing's going on, and then it happens that she just explodes and ends up just reacting in a poor way. And she's like, well, I have to hold it together for my kids. I'm trying to hold it together. And I told her, here's what you need to know, that it is actually okay for your kids to see you struggle as a mom. And it is okay for you to communicate with them that you're having a hard time, because you are having a hard time. Here's the thing, my friend, you are human. You're not a robot, and you have feelings and capacity levels. And it is better for your kids to hear it from their mom that she is struggling, that she's having a hard time. And you say things like, I'm having a hard day right now. I'm struggling. I need some help. And this is how you can help me right now. Instead of you trying to stay strong, hold it together, not reveal your weakness to your children, and end up just blowing up and screaming and losing your cool. And then you're consumed with guilt and shame and remorse for saying and doing hurtful things. You're actually modeling to your children and teaching them how to communicate when they're having a hard time and how to communicate what they feel and what they need in that moment from others. So here's an example. If I'm feeling overwhelmed and I'm feeling stressed out, and my kids are older right now, I have a 12, 9, and 6.5-year-old and 2.5-year-old, and I will tell my kids, I'm feeling really overwhelmed right now, and I need some quiet. Would you please go play quietly with your brother in your room or outside? Or, you know, if you have a basement, send them to the basement. I'm feeling frazzled. I am feeling overstimulated. I am feeling stressed out and I really need some help right now. Would you please help me unload the dishwasher? Would you please help me and clean up the shoes by the front door? Would you please help me and take your sister outside and go play with her? I'm having a really hard time right now. It is okay for your kids to hear from you that you're having a hard day. You are human too. It is okay. You are teaching them how to communicate that you're having a hard time, what you feel, and what you need to support yourself. Of course, they can choose to support you or not support you, and it is not their responsibility to support you, but it is your responsibility to communicate your feelings and your needs. If you don't do that, you suppress it, you will end up either coping in negative ways or lashing out in anger at your family. So it is actually good for your kids to see that because it's teaching them to communicate when they're having a hard time instead of acting out and telling you, Mom, I'm feeling overwhelmed right now. Can I please not do this tonight? I can give you an example with my older son. When he started middle school this fall, it was his first day in middle school. Obviously, like big change from elementary school to middle school, big changes and many more classrooms, much more homework, all these things that they give you the first week of school. And our kids have evening chores and he also had football practice afterwards. And by the time he came home and had dinner, he was trying to figure out like the stuff on his iPad that they gave him and everything felt overwhelming. And his chore that night was to do the dishes. And he's like, Mom, I'm feeling really overwhelmed right now. Can I please just not do the dishes tonight? And I said, I get it. That's fine. I'll do the dishes tonight. It's going to take you some time to get used to the new schedule and just the routine. It does feel really overwhelming the first couple weeks, and then it feels easier because it's just new. Everything is new. And that was such a good example of him communicating what he felt in that moment and what he needed from me. And I was able to support him. Here's another example. I was in a course this past summer. I've told you about her, Tessa Romero. She has a course called Mind Body Alignment. And then she had Mommy Mindset course released in the fall. By the way, it's so good. It is so good that I asked her if I can share that course and invite you guys into this course. And if you want to, I will link that Mommy Mindset course. It is so good if you want to work on your mentality and mindset and be more positive in motherhood. If you feel constantly negative and reactive because of your mindset, this is course. Oh my gosh, it's so good. I also gift it to my clients that work with me. At the end of the 12 weeks of working with me, I gift them this course because it's just that good. It's that good. It's part of your package when you sign up to work with me. But one of the things that was really interesting was one of the moms in there, she was in the summer group that was in, and then she was also in the live coaching calls in the live round of Mommy Mindset course. And she shared something. She said, I don't remember what, you know, the thing that she wanted to talk about, but one of the things that she shared was that her older daughter, that day, they were like at the store and they were trying to get stuff in the car and the mom felt stressed out and overwhelmed. And she said, it looks like you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed. How can I help you? She has become so aware of her mom feeling stressed and overwhelmed and that she wants to support her mom. Not in a way for it to be like a burden or anything on this child, but this mom said, she's like, she got that from me because when she's having a hard time, I would say those words to her. I would say, it looks like you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed out right now. What can I do to help you? Isn't that like one of the most loving, kindest things that we can do to each other? When we see someone who's struggling and having a hard time, that we can come alongside them and say, it looks like you're feeling feeling frustrated right now. What can I do to help? When I'm having a hard time with my kids or just with house chores, and my husband comes up to me and he's like, how can I help you? Oh my goodness, that is one of the most loving things I can ever hear from him. I'd rather hear that and have him help me than give me a dozen of roses. I'm not even kidding. And so when you communicate with your children what you're feeling and that you're having a hard time and what you need to support yourself, and maybe if they choose to help you out, it is literally a gift to your children. Instead of you trying to suppress it, stay strong, and then you end up reaching your capacity levels and end up exploding on them. So I just want to let you know, it is a good thing for your kids to see your struggle. It is a good thing for you to communicate. You don't have to go into detail. That's not their burden to share. You don't have to tell them all about your financial struggles and all the stressors. Like, that's not on them. That's who you have your spouse for. You have a friend for that. And, you know, you have Jesus for that too. But that's not on them to carry. But it is okay to share with them that you're feeling low today. It is okay for them to know that. It's okay for them to hear that. It gives them permission to also be human and communicate that with you when they are having a hard time. And of course, sometimes you can communicate what you need and the other people will not support you, and that feels really hard. It feels really, really hard. And then you ask yourself, how can I support myself right now to help myself feel better? I feel overwhelmed. What can I do to help myself feel better? Do I need to remove myself from the situation and go have some alone time and pray about it and decompress? Do I need to brain dump? Do I need to mentally let go of some of the things that I put on my mental to-do list so I'm not feeling overwhelmed? Do I need to ask someone else for help? Like, what can I do to support myself to feel better in that moment? Do I need to eat a snack? Do I need to get a drink of water? Do I need to go to the bathroom? Do I need to go to bed a little bit earlier? What do I need to support myself to feel a little bit better? And so those are things that you can definitely implement. But I just want to circle back. It is okay for your kids to see you struggle. It is okay for your kids to hear that you're having a hard day. It also teaches them how to communicate well. Mom, I'm having a really hard day today at school. Is it okay if I stay home today and not go to an event or something like that? Is it okay if I take a bath right now and have some alone time? It really teaches such a wonderful skill to your children. How nice would it be if our husband came from work and said, hey, I'm feeling really stressed out right now. I really need to go to the gym and just have a little bit of time to myself right now. I'll be back in 1 hour. Is that okay with you? Instead of him lashing out on the kids and screaming and yelling because everyone is pissing him off. But you can't control him, but you can control yourself. You can model that to your kids and to your spouse. My friend, it's actually a gift to share with your kids that you're having a hard time and what you need from those that are around you to support you, and what you need from yourself to support yourself as well. I hope this was helpful and you got some, you know, perspective shifts that might be helpful for you. And my friend, if this is something you're struggling with, if you find yourself constantly overreacting and screaming and yelling at your kids and just feeling like you're an angry mom and you cannot snap out of it, you've tried all the things, you read the books, you listened to the podcast, maybe you've got passive courses, maybe you even worked with some coach in the past. My friend, I promise you, working with me is different. The amount of support and accountability you will get in this course is like nowhere else. No Facebook group is as supportive as having a coach reach out to you Monday through Friday asking how you're doing. If you're watching the training videos, asking you to submit your homework assignments, if you're implementing and taking action on the things that you're learning, you literally have direct access to me. And I support you on this journey and I answer all your questions, my friend. I would love to support you if this is something that you need. And literally one of the best gifts that you can gift your kids and your spouse is a mama who's emotionally stable, who is loving and kind and warm and compassionate, who is a safe person that her kids can come to because she's emotionally stable and emotionally and mentally calm. Literally one of the best gifts that you can give your children. I cannot wait to connect with you. If you want support, in the show notes, you scroll down, there's a next step section. And number 3 is to book a consultation. Book a consultation call with me. Let's get on a call and have a conversation about how my program, Calm Christian Mom, can support you. It's risk-free. It's 100% money-back guarantee. If you don't reach the goals that you set for yourself in the beginning of the program, you can have 100% money back at the end. So, and there's a loan option for you too, if you cannot just pay the full price. So my friend, there's no way, there's no reason for you to say no to this. I cannot wait to connect with you. I also wanted to share with you one thing about an Amazon product that I am loving and enjoying. And that is a tank top that I actually bought it in the wintertime, or probably, I don't know, a few months back, but it is wonderful for summer and summertime is coming. I just like the quality. I have the black one. I just love the way it sits on me, and I like to wear it with like a layered, you know, button up shirt. It just looks really nice and I really like it. And if you watch my training videos and maybe you're my coaching program, you will see me wearing this tank top. I really like it. I like black. I like white. And there's a ton of colors to choose from. The quality is really good and the ratings are really good. So I will link that for you in the show notes. Wonderful for the summertime. Thanks for being here, my friend. And I want to remind you one last thing. You were chosen out of all the women in the world to be your children's mom. You're meant to do this. And you're capable, with God's help, to make changes in your life and gift your children a calm mama. Until next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.